Welcome back inside the Didsbury Memorial Complex, where the anthem is in the books, and we are ready for puck drop here at the Rural Alberta Ride for Nad charity game with the Mountain View Colts, a longtime partnership here in Didsbury, and we're happy to be a part of it this year. Once again, it's Bear Van Cluster joined ringside by Galen Hartvigsen, and two teams that have seen a lot of each other over the last couple of years. Galen, it should be a great game.
It should be, and again, it should be a great goaltending matchup here. The Colts trying to find one of these goaltenders that's going to take the reins here down the stretch, and after a 35-save performance last night, right back in there is Brock Lotta tonight, and a familiar face down at the other end in white in there for the Airdrie Tech Nation Thunder. So this should be a good one. Let's see how it plays out.
Colts are going to move from right to left on your radio dial. Meanwhile, the Airdrie Tech Nation Thunder from left to right, and they've won the opening faceoff as Pinoyer will take it back. A buzzer here at the rink, and we'll have an early whistle. Clock has yet to get ticking here, so we'll have a false start off that opening draw, and we'll do things all over again.
Austin White was in net there last night as the Thunder lost. He made 38 saves on 42 shots as they fell versus Strathmore 4-2 in Airdrie last night.
Airdrie's been playing 500 hockey their last 10 games, 4-4-2. And they'll look for a W tonight. They need one big time in the standings. We'll talk about that throughout tonight's broadcast. But as early on, the Colts will throw one towards goal. A funny bounce almost fooled White. Now the puck in the offensive zone, trying to get the forecheck going, is Peyton Rothenbusch playing forward in tonight's contest. An early icing coming up against Airdrie here in an offensive zone draw. Coming up, 20 seconds expired at the DMC.
So we'll go back to down near Austin White again. He was in net for the last win for the Airdrie Thunder. 26 saves in 3-0s on February 3rd. He's played one of the three games against the Mountain View Colts this season, and that was the game in January where the Colts were able to win 3-2 in overtime, and Airdrie made 35 saves in that one.
Come from behind effort for the Mountain View Colts in that game, down 2-0 at one point. Here's Rothenbusch off the offensive draw of one, trying to get a cycle game going with Wyatt Bailey. Gets it back from Bailey on the half wall, loses possession. It's picked up now by Pinoyer, has room and will work his way into the offensive zone. Puts the puck behind Blake Stoddard, goes back to retreat. Board battle now, both players pinned up in the corner. Airdrie looking to provide some support and come in for help. That was Donacci. He couldn't quite dig it out, but a long pass out to the point man that escapes and will leave the zone here. Black back to retreat, gives it over for his D partner, and that's Lucas. Lucas now cross ice feed, and they'll gain the zone. Airdrie looking for a forecheck, trying to establish things, but first is Wyatt Bailey to get to the puck. His centering pass is broken up, picked up by Stephen Bell, who's backhander up the wing as an Aaron pass, and it's picked up now by Airdrie. A little bit of room to maneuver for Black. Left wing side fires one on, steered aside by Lott. Kicks it into the corner. Battle for it now. Both teams digging away. Tanucci has it. A centering pass comes up. The point man Black will fire on, and that one's blocked before he got to the target. Ricochets all the way out into the neutral zone. Lucas is here to recover for Airdrie, and in his own zone will smoothly get it back from his D partner and exit. Chalmers battle for it in the neutral zone. Both teams digging away. Simon Leishner overskates things, so Airdrie have an opportunity to dump it in deep. Back to recover now. Stoddard will wrap it around the wall. McDermott there to help him. Here's Hayden Parks now on the backhand. Off the wall and out in the neutral zone. Gathering now is Airdrie, and in possession, they'll gain the zone with Hawk. Gets it down low. Back to recover Bartlett. On the forehand, plays it off the wall. Gets it right past the D-man, but now in the neutral zone, Airdrie in possession. D-to-D play as Hawk has to bat that one down. Takes a bump from Richardson, but Airdrie will manage to keep possession in the neutral zone. Battle for it right in front of the Colts bench now. Almost too many men. Richardson had to dig that away. They'll escape that call. Now it's a bounce, and here's an opportunity for Hayden Parks. Forehand, backhand, and he misses the cage. Excellent opportunity for the Colts' leading scorer. Colts looking for possession now. Offensive zone, digging away at the puck in the neutral zone. Rock is going to pick things up and enter the zone once again. Colts looking for a change. They'll get the forwards some fresh legs. Meanwhile, Airdrie in possession out of their zone. Pinoyer, a little bit of room to maneuver as his pass out to Chalmers. A little bit too hot to handle off a set of skates. That'll ricochet. Here's a dump in from Airdrie, but they didn't quite get the red line. Icing call against the Thunder. 17-20 go in the first.
This is Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services, Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM. Hard work gets you a reputation that people trust for over 47 years. That's been Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services. They are proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts.
Offensive zone draw coming up. Tanner Austin to dig in. Right wing dot on his backhand. We'll look to pull this one back up against Chalmers, who will win the draw for Airdrie. Quick outlet here by the D-man. That was a backhander by Raisin. Manages to wrap the wall, get its way out to the red line. Chalmers is going to assist it, get it deep. He'll peel off for the change. Lone forechecker right now for the Thunder is Pinoyer. Looking to go after it here. Waits for reinforcements. The puck escapes to the blue line, or Tepstra gets it at the blue line. Doesn't quite get it deep enough, however. Is picking up the puck is Mitch McDermott. He headmans up for Kai Bingen, who fires one on. Good rebound, and a swallowed up by White, who hangs on.
White makes the save there on Biggin, who had the lone goal for the Mountain View Colts, coming with just 3 seconds left to break up a Tucson shutout effort there against Sylvan Lake last night. The Colts need to get a few players going here again against Sylvan Lake the last two games. Bell, Rothenbusch, and Bailey all held without points in those three games.
That's their big players. They'd love to see them scoring here on home ice, especially for tonight's game. Johnny Heistad in possession off the draw. Whacking away is Corbin Ray. Got a good shot off, but not the quality chance he was hoping for. Ricochets out, and now Airdrie looking for possession out of their own zone. Penoyer's home run pass a little too hot to handle, and this is going to be another icing call against the Tech Mation Thunder.
Big part in the last two games against the Sylvan Lake Wranglers, those three players held off the score sheet. Both held off last night, though, in that second game with them were Cohen Richardson and Hayden Parks. Richardson had two goals in the 9-3 loss in Sylvan against them last week. Parks had three assists on all three of those goals that the Colts had in that game a week ago, but they need to get the offense back going here tonight.
Offensive zone draws. Pushed forward here. Big board battle between Ray and his man. That's Chapman pushed up against the glass, but he'll exit the zone. A little bit of room to maneuver here. His Tromlers is going to take it in. Tepstra now has a bounce and almost had an opportunity there. Big gaping rebound and overskating the puck was Chapman. Now they'll fire one on from the point. A long shot is gloved down, and Brock Lott has seen enough.
Yeah, Lott makes the save there. He got a piece of that first one, and then the defense helped him out by clearing the rebound because the net was wide open there. But again, he had 35 saves in the 4-1 loss last night with an empty net goal in there as well. He was in net for the last Colts win, which was the 5-4 victory in Rocky on February 2nd. He made 36 saves in that one.
It's an offensive zone draw, won by Airdrie. Bartlett's going to get it first, dump it into the corner. Picking it up there is Rothenbusch. He'll exit the zone, trying to make a pass out of the zone, rather. And then in the neutral zone, it's turned over. Penoyer will take it back in. Down low, they'll go. Looking for the give-and-go option here. Doesn't quite find one. Now Bartlett is going to try to dig it out, and he will so successfully for Mountain View. Here comes Bailey now, racing down with it. Wyatt Bailey into the offensive zone, pushes the puck forward. Rothenbusch there to assist, and they'll get the cycle game started. Back to Rothenbusch it comes. Left wing side, sharp angle shot, steered aside by White. Big rebound back for Rothenbusch, who fires one on, and it's gloved down by White, who hangs on for the whistle.
Is this going to be the season? Is this going to be the night that Peyton Rothenbusch sets a new career high with his eighth goal? He's had seven goals as his career high. He's done that three straight seasons. Before that, he had two in the four games pandemic season, and then he had six in his rookie year. So can he get to eight here tonight, Barron?
The captain wins this offensive zone faceoff. Colts in possession with Bailey, wraps it around the wall. Bartlett looking for a sharp angle shot. Funny bounce off the glass, bounced right in front, and whacking away was Rothenbusch, but that one's wide of the target. Now with room to maneuver here, Airdrie. Penoyer will get it over the red line and deep. Brock Lott will elect to play it out of his zone. Almost had Stephen Bell in the neutral zone, but that pass just missing. And will give an opportunity for Penoyer to collect. Gives it to his D-man, that's Lucas. Lucas now, right wing side, has an option with Chalmers. Gets it forward, but it's turned over. Good intercept there by Bartlett, who's going to advance the puck over the red line and deep. Back to recover now, Lucas in his own zone. Winds behind White. The Airdrie goal now looks to get it out left wing side. It's turned over. Here's Parks. Fires one on. Big rebound. And overskating the puck there was Richardson. Now a sharp angle shot from Rock, and it finds its way in. The Colts have a 1-0 lead.
They take advantage there of a goaltender that was not set for a second chance opportunity at all. That one goes 5-hole, and Austin White has given up the first goal of the game to the Mountain View Colts, and they will certainly put that one on the scoreboard. But after he makes a big save on the chance up front for Parks and Richardson, then it came to the near side boards, and he didn't have his stick down on the ice, and that shot just lobbed at the net by Rock, took one bounce and went right in 5-hole.
And that is the first Heritage Junior Hockey League goal for Ashton Rock. Congratulations there. A big goal. They pick up the puck, and they'll celebrate that. A 1-0 lead here at the Ride for Dad game here tonight at the DMC. Get yourself down if you're still listening. Opportunity to do so here in the offensive zone. Airdrie has possession, looking to respond right away. In the zone, a couple of missed shots. They'll hold the zone, however, as Zandu will get to it first and keep it alive for Razin. Razin in the corner looks to get the cycle game started. Board battle here, a couple of players involved. Sandu is there for Airdrie to try to dig it away. Rock is still out there after scoring that goal. We'll turn the puck over here. A centering play broken up in front of the Mountain View goal, and now it's cleared out, and here's an opportunity for Hayden Parks to take it down the wing. This is going to be an icing. No, they'll negate that with some good skating there by Hayden Parks. Parks takes a bump from Sandu. Now Sandu will have an opportunity to exit. Skates his way through the zone as Hawk is going to get it down low. Picking up the puck here is Labbe out of his own zone. Colts in possession now. 13:50 remaining here in the first. Colts up 1-0. A little bit of harassment there from Hayden Parks, who is hooked up, and that'll draw a call coming up. So Airdrie touches, and the Mountain View Colts are going to head to their first man advantage of the evening, a hooking call coming up.
Parks and Leishner get the assists on the goal by Rock, which in his 18th game here of his season for the Mountain View Colts has given them the lead. His rookie season here, his first HJHL goal. He had one assist in 17 games coming into tonight. Now he's got a goal.
Colts 0-5 on the power play last night. They'll look to break that goose egg in tonight's contest. First chance on the power play, but this one exits the zone after that faceoff scramble, and Airdrie will poke it in the neutral ice. Gathering now is Peyton Rothenbusch, the captain for Mountain View. Goes right wing side, has Mitch McDermott, who will gain the blue line, chip it down low, goes after it himself, does the D-man. Tries to set something up with Corbin Ray. That one's too hot to handle. Will escape Parks, get by him. Now it's a 2-on-1, developing a leg. Granger will fire one on, and that one was wide of the target. Up and over as Rothenbusch has time to collect and will dish it off for Mitch McDermott. Again, with speed, enters the zone, but quickly poked off his stick, and regrouping in the neutral zone was Hayden Parks. We've got a whistle behind the play, and arm is up, and we're going to have a cross-checking call levied, and it looks like it's going to go against Airdrie.
Minute 23 of 5-on-3 opportunity here for the Mountain View Colts, already leading this game 1-0. Hayden Parks is their power play goal leader this season with 8 on the season out of his 23 total. He got an assist on that goal by Rock that opened the scoring, and he is out there for this 5-on-3 upcoming for 1:23.
Colts up 1-0 already in this contest. Extended 5-on-3. Here we go on the offensive zone draw. Scramble for it. Airdrie wins, but they can't clear as Stoddard holds the zone. Slides it across for Rothenbusch. Back to Stoddard. Now to Rothenbusch. Winds, fires. That one's wide of the target. Will wrap around the wall. Stoddard can't get there in time, and that puck exits the zone. Stoddard will recover. Picks up the puck. Now right wing side with speed. Enters the zone. Stops on top of the circles. Will dish it away. Opportunity now for Bell to slide across. Bailey stick handles. Back to Bell on the one-timer, and they score. Stephen Bell hits Spader. It's 2-0 Colts.
Well, the last time I was here with you in Didsbury for a game, it was the other way around. It was Bell setting up Bailey by putting it on a pillow for him on a one-time try. That time, Bailey returns the favor. Stephen Bell smashes that one home, and it's not one that he could miss considering how perfect a pass it was from Bailey.
That was a well-executed power play by the top line for the Mountain View Colts. Bailey with a nice look there, a couple of good stick handles, and sets up Bell, who makes no mistake. It's 2-0 here at the DMC on a special night for the Mountain View Colts. Power play goal to boot, and they will remain on the power play for about a minute and 20 seconds here as Blake Stoddard has it once again out of his own zone. Stoddard hits Rothenbusch, touch pass back to him. Now he'll have to regroup. Blake Stoddard in possession, right wing side, has Hayden Parks. Parks bank pass intended for Bailey out of his reach. Airdrie sends it back, but only as far as Stephen Bell. Rothenbusch now, cross ice feed for Parks. That one's out of his reach. Now Razor has an opportunity to bat it into the offensive zone. Watts out of his blue paint, but a sharp pass by the goaltender to hit Stephen Bell in stride. Now right wing side, dishes off for Parks. Parks is going to stop up at the blue line, buy himself some room, looks to get away from a couple of checkers, but a poke check as almost coming away with it with Sandu, but that was a nifty chance shorthanded. 40 seconds of PP time remaining as Rothenbusch has it. Touch pass out to Bailey. Bailey's backhand feed to the right side. Here comes Hayden Parks at the end of his shift. On the forehand, rips one off the blocker of White. Blocker all the way out to the blue line. Simon Leishner blows a tire. It's a 2-on-1 for Airdrie the other way. Defending in the middle is McDermott, and into the corner they go, sliding in front on the back. Welcome back inside the Didsbury Memorial Complex, where we apologize for some technical difficulties here, and we apologize because it's been a great game here at the DMC. We join you at the first intermission here in Galen. Why don't you take us through that opening 20 minutes?
So after one period of play, 2-0 for the Mountain View Colts. They have a 19-13 lead in shots. They go 1-for-2 on the power play in that opening period. Airdrie did not have a power play chance. The Colts open the scoring on the first goal in the Heritage Junior Hockey League for their rookie defenseman, Ashton Rock. He gets assists on that one from Hayden Parks along with Simon Leishner. 5:18 into this one, an even strength goal. The Colts are up 1-0. Then they get back-to-back penalties called against Airdrie, and Peyton Rothenbusch and Wyatt Bailey set up Stephen Bell for his 14th goal of the season, third on the power play this year for Stephen Bell. And at 7:27, it's 2-0 for the Mountain View Colts, and that's how our first period would come to an end. The Colts on the season coming into tonight 1 point ahead of the Rocky Rams for second place in that Northern Division, 14-14 and 6 on the year, are the Mountain View Colts. The Airdrie Tech Mation Thunder, they're in fifth spot, trying to stay there and keep that final playoff spot in the Northern Division with 24 points, 10-21 and 4 on the season. So they're 2 points ahead of the sixth place Red Deer Vipers. And again, the Colts, including this one here tonight, with 4 regular season games remaining. The Rocky Rams with 3 regular season games remaining. So the Colts can do it all themselves here without needing any out-of-town scoreboard help to lock up that second spot if they can win 3 of these 4 games or run the table here in these last 2 weekends of the regular season.
And again, you're completely in the driver's seat being on home ice as well. And now in this game, up 2-0. It's a special night tonight at the DMC. We should mention, of course, it is the annual charity game for the Mountain View Colts in support of the Rural Alberta Ride for Dad. And Galen, over about a decade's time, the Colts have raised nearly $250,000 in support of this cause.
Yeah, and they could get to that mark here tonight, depending on how they do this season, according to Gil Enns with the Rural Alberta Ride for Dad. So we'll see how this plays out. And again, if you're in the Didsbury area, there's still 2 more periods of great hockey to watch here on a Saturday night. And they've got silent auction items up on the side there near the curling rink at the DMC here tonight, so you can get a chance to get a great item and support a great cause by coming down here tonight.
Absolutely. We'd highly encourage you to come on down there. It's still a great game here at the DMC to be had. 40 minutes to play. It's 2-0 right now for the home side, the Mountain View Colts, against the Airdrie Tech Mation Thunder. Got a good chance to catch up with head coach of the Mountain View Colts prior to tonight's game. That, of course, is Dan Visser, talking about last night, the importance of tonight's game, and the importance of the remainder of the schedule here for the Mountain View Colts. You'll hear that audio ahead. Our producer today is Ray Schultz back in the studio. You'll have a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard forecast and a whole lot more. You're, of course, listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.